Tammy, it's a Luxe Home Care.
Hi, Tammy.
Yes.
Hi, I just spoke with a person in the state, and they state they do not have a referral.
Oh wow, that's strange because we sent that in.
Yeah, they said they never received
On the
it.
first, they didn't receive it.
No.
Did you put that referral in when you were on the phone with them?
No, I didn't put anything in with them.
Mm-hmm.
I called your company, and I spoke with two people, and one person, the first one was, I think it was Jasmine, and
yeah.
She was supposed to be sending it through, and then she had me speak with a Sarah to complete
mm-hmm.
an application.
Right. We did submit an online referral, but if they said they didn't receive it, then, yeah, we'll definitely need to call them and request that over the phone.
Okay.
So let me connect you to them again and let them know that you're requesting Deluxe Home Care for services.
Okay.
Do you have my number down?
I have your number. 5012.
Yeah. 2507. Yeah, you can give them my number as well. Our agency's name and the number.
So you say I need to tell them that I'm
that you'd like to put in a referral. Yeah, because it seems like the online referral didn't come through. I'm not sure why, but it seems like they didn't receive it.
Okay, so I tell them I need to put in a referral, and then they're going to ask me all the same questions that I was asked before.
Yeah, it seems like they'll have to ask you some questions about the, you know, confirm the address and some questions about the assessment.
All right.
All right, yeah. You can request them to expedite this because tell them that, that a referral was sent in online, but it seems like they didn't receive it.
Okay, and when I'm putting in the referral, I need to tell them that I'm the person that is going to be the person taking care of him. What you all call
CDS. Yeah, CDS. Yeah, you can let them know that. That would be fine.
Okay.
All right, let me connect you again.
Thank you.
Home and community-based services. This is Sharon. Are you calling for yourself or for someone else?
For someone else.
May I have your name first and a callback number, please?
My name is Gwendolyn Redmond. Last name is Redmond. Redmond.
Mond. All right. And what's your callback
mm-hmm.
number?
My callback number is 314-614-5002.
Okay. Last four digits cut out.
5002.
Thank you. What's the person's name you're calling on?
Ricky. R-I-C-K-Y, last name is Scott, S-C-O-T-T.
And how are you related to Ricky?
I am his cousin.
All right. And I do see you typed in his Medicaid number. Thank you. I do need for you to verify his date of birth and address for me.
Yes, his date of birth is 8-30-72, and his address is 5916 Ferris, F-E-R-R-I-S, Avenue. St. Louis, Missouri, 63120.
Thank you. What can I help you with today?
Yes, I was calling to put in a referral. I was going to Deluxe Home Care. They sent a referral in on June 1st, 2026. But I just spoke with someone stating that they didn't receive it. I hadn't received anything.
Okay. All right. And what's the name of the daycare? I'm sorry, the provider agency. Your phone's breaking, cutting up in and out, so I'm kind of missing some.
Yeah, I don't know why it's doing that. Okay. It's Deluxe, D-E-L-U-X-E, Home Care.
Okay. And you said they sent a referral in on his behalf already?
Yes. Yes, they did. They sent it on June 1st, but I had just spoke with someone, and they stated that they didn't have anything.
Okay. All right. Well, before we start the application, I do need to explain the purpose of our program. This program
okay.
is designed to enable qualified individuals to remain independent in their homes as long as possible. You must meet nursing home level of care in order to qualify for the services. This means that his needs must be equal to someone who has been accepted to live in a nursing home. To be considered for the program, he will need to allow an assessor to come inside his home to complete an assessment with him, and the assessment
okay.
will determine if he meets the level of care that's required. Any questions or concerns about any of that?
No.
All right. And the address you gave me for him, is that his mailing and physical address both?
That's correct.
Is he in the county or the city?
Of city.
Okay. And what is his marital status?
Single.
Does he live alone or with someone?
He's in the household with a roommate.
All right. Do you know if his roommate received any in-home services for himself?
No, he did not.
All right. And what's the best telephone number to reach Ricky at?
Right now, he don't have a phone because we wait on the phone to come in the mail. He lost his phone.
Okay.
This number would be
number?
A good contact number. Yes, this would be a good number, 314-614-5002.
All right. And Gwendolyn, spell your first name for me.
G-W-E-N-D-O-L-Y-N.
All right. Thank you. And are there any other telephone numbers you want to add to this count right now?
No, that would be it until I get his number.
Okay. And does he need any assistance with reading, writing, seeing, hearing, or speaking?
Yes, reading and writing.
All right. Is he legally blind?
No.
Okay. Does he have a legal guardian or durable power of attorney?
No.
Is he currently in a hospital, a nursing home, or a rehab center?
No, he's not.
Has he or an immediate family member ever served in the U.S. Armed Forces?
No.
What are some of his main medical conditions, or diagnoses that's making him in need of these services?
Yes. You said what are they?
Yeah, what are some of his main ones?
It's about health condition. He had a heart attack back in November. He's a diabetic, high cholesterol. His doctor said anemic chronic disease.
Okay. Does he need any help with bathing, dressing, or grooming?
He can bathe himself and dress himself.
Okay. What about cleaning, laundry?
Yes, he needs help with cleaning and laundry.
What about cooking?
Yes.
Any assistance needed with grocery shopping or running errands?
Yes, grocery shopping, running errands.
Does he need any help managing his medications? Okay,
yes.
That was my next question. All right.
Okay.
And you said he wants to use deluxe home care?
Yes.
And do you have the telephone number handy by chance?
I do. Why do I have that number? And turn over. 314-501-2507.
All right. And do you know if he's wanting to use agency model or the CDS program?
CDS.
Okay. All right. Does he want or need a nurse to come out once a week to set up his medications?
Yes. And kind of have to remind him doing it because I'm the person that does all that for him. And I kind of have to remind him, even though I set it up, I still have to remind him every day.
Okay, so you want to handle his meds. You don't need a nurse, or do you want a nurse? Okay.
Me, myself.
All right.
Yes.
Okay. I have some safety questions here I need to ask. I'm asking on the behalf of the assessor. Are there any issues with the roads or driveway to his home that could damage the vehicle?
No.
Any unstable stairs or steps or any loose hand railings to his home?
No.
Any contagious or infectious diseases in the home like MRSA, hepatitis, or HIV?
No.
Are you aware of any recent break-ins to homes or vehicles in his area?
No, I'm not.
Anyone in the home have a history of violent behaviors or on the sex offender registry?
No.
Any illegal drug activities in the home?
No.
Any issues with mice, termites, bed bugs, roaches, lice?
No.
Any holes in the floors or ceilings, exposed wiring, mold, or unstable floors?
No.
Any dangerous or vicious animals or pets in the home that might be aggressive?
No.
Any guns or weapons in the home?
No.
All right. Thank you. I have the information I need. If the application is appropriate, an assessor will reach out to schedule a time to come out to the home. Now, they do ask that an answer machine or voicemail is set up in case the call is missed. If they can't make contact with you by phone, they may mail out a letter. Just make sure you keep an eye on both and respond the call as soon as you're contacted. After we're done here, I'd like for you to stay on the line so you can listen to a pre-recorded message about what to expect next before I transfer you to the recording. Any questions or anything else I can help you with today?
No, that would be it. And they said for his voicemail, did somebody gave it has a voicemail because it's a cell phone while we wait on his
wonderful.
Phone.
Good deal. Yep, that's what they asked in case you do miss the call. All righty, Miss Gwendolyn. Anything else I can help you with today?
No, that would be it. Thank you.
Thank you for calling. Have a good day.
You too. Thanks.